Yo, check this out. Chuck D, Public Enemy.
Yo, what's up? This is DJ Yellow from the world's most dangerous group.
What's up? This is DOC, the Diggy Diggy motherfucking Doc.
Yo, what's up? This is your boy, Z-Man.
What up, yo? This is E-Shot.
This is Jerry Heller, motherfucker.
It's your boy, DJ Paul KOL from 36 Block.
Young Busy Bone.
Vice World.
This your man, Mastermind of Hell, Razor.
Yo, this is DJ Ready Red.
What up? This is the real Rick Ross, and you're listening to me on the Murder Master Music Show.
Episode, you know what I'm saying? Tonight we got a special guest. This is the brother of somebody I've interviewed many times over the years. Once for the cover of Street Masters magazine. For those of y'all from Memphis should remember that. And of course, you know what I'm saying, the Murder Dog, and she was even right here on this show, man, with the Mafia Six. You know, man, legendary gangster Boo, man, rest in peace. It's almost been a year since we lost her. You know what I'm saying, just a legend. But her brother E. Gutter is on here tonight. We got some tracks from him we're going to play, you know, and we're going to chop it up with him, man. E. Gutter, how you doing, brother? How you hanging in there?
Man, I'm hanging in there, man. I'm just doing what I'm supposed to do to keep this movement going, man. You know, representing for my sister, Gangsta Boo, legendary Gangsta Boo, with this Reptile Mafia movement coming soon, man, you know. And I'm just here, man, you know, just chilling, man. Glad y'all got me on here, man.
Yeah, oh yeah, definitely. I mean, we was going to have you on long before your sister passed. Just so sad we have to do it now, man. It's been almost a year, you know. How's the family holding up, you know what I'm saying? How's everybody doing?
Man, you know, ain't nobody but me and my mama, man. You know, my brother in New York. So, you know, we holding on best we can, man. You know, losing a, you know, who was like a precious jewel to the family, you know what I'm saying? So it's hard, man, but you know, we got to deal with it and we got to stay strong, you know, and keep it moving, man. That's what she want us to do, you know what I'm saying? That's why I'm focused on this music. I've been out of prison almost 2 years now, you know what I'm saying? I've been doing 18 years, so it's a struggle, man, but you know, we go persevere through it, man, to get this music and these movies cranked up, man, so we can bring it to the world, man, these coming next years, man, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I can't even imagine that. You get out of prison. How long were you in for?
I did 13 years in Mississippi Department of Corrections, man, you know, for all robbery, man.
Years.
That was back in 2009. Yeah,
wow.
Man. One of the worst prisons
after
in the
doing
USA,
13 calendars, you get out and
doing
you
13
spend a year
years,
out,
man,
and you lose your sister.
Yeah, and lose my sister.
You know?
What a fucking coincidence, you know. It's like it's crazy, man, but, you know, that's my life. That's the life of E. Gutter, man. And, you know, my sister, man, you know, she's so powerful, man, you know. And I don't know if she was passing it to me or what, you know. You know, we're spiritual. You know, we spiritual, you know, as a motherfucker, man. You know, reptilians in our bloodline. So, You know what I'm saying? I don't know. She was tired of these bullshit-ass niggas, and she want me to desecrate them. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? But I'm going to keep going with the music and stay focused on that, and so we can take over the world with that. You feel me?
Yeah. You know, for the people listening, man, give us a couple fond memories of Gangsta Boo. You know, what it was like being her brother, and some of the things that you remember the most about her.
Oh man, the most I remember about my sister, man, that she was an innovator, man. You know, she was a trendsetter, she was a pioneer, man. You know, she came up in a musical family, man. You know, she would write poems at 2-3 years old. You know. So it was always in her to do music, man, you know. But I got so many memories from early on, man, you know. Like I said, I was locked up for so many years, and, you know, me and her was apart, but we still interacting, you know, through the spiritual realm of the phones and whatnot. But early on, you know, she was a beast, man. You know, we used to call her the devil's daughter, you know what I'm saying? So if you know that, you know what's going on growing up in Memphis. It was rough, man, you know. So, and she just paved the way for all of us, man. Not just one person. She paved the way for all of us. You feel?
Yeah. She definitely, you know, trendsetter, you know. Definitely. I remember after the verses, you know, with the everything with Busy, Busy reached out to her. He wanted to do something with her. That would have been a good collaboration, Busy Bone and Gangsta Boo.
Busy Bone looked up to my sister, man, you know. You know, some people just be emotional when they get around 3 6 Mafia, man, you know. And people, you know, people like him, you know, he's been looking up to him for so long, you know what I'm saying? So he finally was in the face-to-face, so he's just going to hold back. But he most definitely looked up to 3 6 Mafia, my sister, you know what I'm saying? And, yeah, you know, there's a lot going on with the Mafia, man, you know. But I'm the new Mafia. I'm the new Reptile Mafia, so I'm going to bring it to the light of a new branch coming from the Mafia, you know what I'm saying? So everything's going to be what it's supposed to be, you know.
Yeah, and you know, going back, you know what I'm saying, you almost died yourself, did you not?
Whoa, I almost died. I did die. I was the first one to die New Year's Eve. I overdosed first when my brother pulled us back, you know what I'm saying? He called the ambulance, and my sister was at the hospital with me, and she brought me back to life, man, you know, through the reptilian of the bloodline of the DNA system, man, you know what I'm saying? And now I'm here, and she gone, so... It's a powerful movement, y'all. It's realizing that y'all witnessing, man. You know, this ain't no gimmick, man. This shit is real. You know what I'm saying? So, and everything, everything is destined for what it's gonna be dealing with ego. So, it's all, you know, it's all in your face, man. You know, the music is the most powerful force in the world. So, we just doing what we finna do, and we finna take over the world with it. And you know what I'm saying? So, y'all part of it, man. Y'all witnessing. You feel?
Yeah. I saw, you know, saying stuff what Crunchy was saying.
Yeah, it's crazy because that's somebody I thought I knew, but I don't know him no more. You know what I'm saying? And it's a conspiracy, man. But, you know, dudes like that, man, they beneath me, man. You know, dudes like that. We don't even discuss guys like that, man, because they don't hold no merit where I'm from. You know what I'm saying? So dudes like that, man, they don't even exist in the Mafia land, man. They've been X'd out. And you know what I'm saying? We don't even talk about guys like that because... They don't even really know. You feel what I'm saying? We on the bigger scale, man, with this Reptile Mafia movement, man. With my sister Gangsta Boo tribute album coming, man. We got a bio movement coming. And you know what I'm saying? We got so much about to come, man. So dudes like that, we don't even discuss. You feel me?
Yeah. Tell me about the Reptile Mafia movement, man. When did you start this? And what are your goals with it heading forward?
Start with the movement.
Yeah.
Oh, man, we got so much coming, man. We got a bio movement coming, man. The blueprint, the bio. You know, it's going to be about the life and times of Lola Mitchell, man, growing up in Memphis, man, how she became who she is, you know what I'm saying? And how she got with 666 Mafia, you know, it's going to be from the early days, you know what I'm saying? It's going to give you the time that, you know, when she was young, man, and all the things she had to endure growing up in the city of Memphis and getting with 366 Mafia, you know, and things like that. I'm going to give you the beginning of Lola Mitchell, you know what I'm saying? So it's going to be like a BMF series type. You know, we're going to try to make it a series or whatnot. But it's a lot coming, man. You know, it's going to be, y'all be looking out for that. And it's going to be the first movement from 3-6 Mafia, man. You know, anybody, it's going to be the first movement from 3-6 Mafia, you know, solo-wise. You feel what I'm saying? So It's gonna be huge,
yeah.
man. It's gonna be a monument. Yeah, it's gonna be powerful. And we putting all this together right now, man. So everything coming, man. You know, these are holidays. So we just chilling right now. And we getting our thoughts and everything in order for 2024, you know.
You know, after Pac passed and Easy and other artists, you know, the parents got involved, like the mother and everything. Is your mom, is she going to be hands-on with any of the stuff that you guys are
yeah.
doing as well?
Yeah. Most definitely. You know, my mama, she don't know too much about music, so I'm going to make sure I handle that business side. But, you know, she is the head of the estate, Mama Boo is. So if you're going to do any clearance of her music or whatnot, you make sure you get in touch with our representations of whatnot to get that taken care of, because I got the blueprint, the movie, and the album coming out up under Reptile Mafia. So it's a lot coming, man. But if anybody want to clear samples from Gangsta Boo, you got to make sure you get up with us. And we're going to go from there, you know what I'm saying? Because there's a lot of people that want to sample, but they don't want to get things cleared and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? So
yeah.
we ain't going for none of that. Yeah, they got to get it clear. They ain't got to go through DJ Paul or Juicy J. They got to go through Miss Veronica Mitchell and Eric Mitchell and get that taken care of. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. Those of you listening, man, you know what I'm saying, holler at Boo's family. But, you know, Memphis as a whole, people are just taking stuff. Like, you can hear samples and all this music coming out right now.
Yeah.
You know,
right.
It's crazy how much influence y'all have on the rest of the hip-hop community. You know?
Oh, yeah, most definitely. You know, Memphis is a melting pot for music, man. You know, that's what we do. We from the street from here. So everything we rap about
yeah.
is real life, man. You know, I'm in South Memphis right now, man. You know, so this is what we do. This is our life, man. This is our bloodline. And we put it on beats, and we rhyme, and we bring it to the world, and we get paid off. So that's what's going on with us. So we try to get a bag. You know, everything else is Reptile Mafia. We doing this for a reason. We ain't just doing this shit for show. You know what I'm saying? We're doing this because we're supposed to do it, and that's what's going to get us what we seek. You see what I'm saying?
Yeah. Now, is Boo your younger sister, or is she older sister?
Nah, Boo my older sister, man. She's older than me. I had an older
okay,
brother.
Okay, so you
were
the kid.
I'm the baby out of four. My oldest brother, he passed away when I was in prison a couple years ago. And I got my other brother. He up there in New York. Then it was Boo, then it's me. So I'm like
sorry
the,
to hear that
I'm like
about
the little
your
big,
brother.
I'm like the little big brother, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So you got to grow
sister.
Up
yeah,
and
right.
watch your sister and 3-6 Mafia
right.
just blow the fuck
right.
up. What was that like,
yeah,
you
yeah,
saying,
I was right.
as a kid
yeah,
seeing
yeah.
this?
Oh, man, it was a hell of an experience. I dropped out of school to go out of town with 3-6 Mafia, you know. 13 years old, man, I'm dropping out of school. To sacrifice, you know, my education, man, to go on the road for the music, you know what I'm saying? So... Yeah, it was huge, man, growing up and experiencing that. Being on the road with, you know, Paul Juicy, Lord Infamous, and whatnot. And Coop, you know, and learning from there that I went and grew in his music with Prophet Posse. You know what I'm saying? Nicky Scafo, RIP to everybody from the Mafia, man. So many of us. Lord Infamous and Coop, K Rock, you know what I'm saying? It's just so many of us, man. Now it's Boo. You know, I learned a lot from them, man. So I'm putting it all into this music. And I'm finna be the CEO of Reptile Mafia, so. It's going to be a huge monument, man, that we putting out there because they right here with me, you feel?
Yeah. Oh, yeah, definitely,
yeah.
definitely. Let's go to a song. Let's take a break. This one here, it's a tribute that you did to her. Tell us about this one, the Mac Boo tribute.
Oh, okay, yeah. MC Mac produced that. MC Mac produced that, man. It's featuring Full of Bet. You know what I'm saying? Just a Boo tribute, man. You know what I'm saying? It's got Boo on the chords, man. You know, everything we do with Boo on it, man, you know, it's going to be historical, man. You know, we're going to do a lot of samples, but that's just one of the first in many, you know what I'm saying? And that just there, it's hard, man. You know, it's hard. That's all I can tell you, man. You got to listen to it, man. Just if you a Gangsta Boo or 3-6
yeah.
Mafia fan, man, you know, yeah, it's just a real song. It's going to be on the album, though. We got the Legacy of Gangsta Boo album coming next year, and we got the Reptile Mafia album coming next year with the videos and whatnot. So it's just something coming, man, that the people that love Gangsta Boo, they're going to love that song. That,
yeah, definitely, definitely, man. We're right here with E. Gutter, the Murder Master Music Show. And don't forget, go back to UGSForLife.com, listen to the last episode with MC Mac. So this is the tribute, you know what I'm saying, by Ego to the Gangsta Boo. We'll be right back. Don't go nowhere.
Yeah, man. MC, Kamikaze Records.
Yeah.
KKZ, Collateral with Ego to the Legend.
Yeah. Reptile Mafia,
you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, Fuller's back.
Fuller's back.
R.I.P. the Gangsta Boo.
JB, we doing this for you.
Show number 959. We got E Gutter, M Town. That was him paying tribute to his sister, Gangsta Boo, produced by the legendary MC Mac. What's up, E Gutter? That shit go hard, man.
What's up? What's up, man? What's up, man? What y'all got going, man?
Definitely go hard. You know what I'm saying?
Appreciate it.
And that's going to be on the Reptile Mafia album, or is that going to be on the Gangsta Boo project?
Yeah, that's going to be on here. But Reptile Mafia going to put out. It's going to be on me and Fuller Back album. We got a tribute album for Gangsta Boo. It's going to be on the Reptile Mafia album. It's going to be on my solo album. It's going to be on everything we put out. You know what I'm saying? Everything we do is going on everything that we put out. Anything got to do with Gangsta Boo, going on everything. Lola going to be everywhere. Lola's going to be a part of Reptile Mafia to the end of the world. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. You know what I'm saying? That's definitely the way it should be, you know. Representing, you know. What you dropping first?
What I'm dropping first? Now, that's going to be 9/10. I'm going to bring out that Me and Fuller's Back tribute album to Gangsta Boo. Then after that, I'm going to bring out the Reptile Mafia album. Then I'm going to bring out my solo album. All this going to be about the Reptile Mafia next year.
So it's all coming in 2024,
yeah, 2024 and beyond, you know. And we better go to Houston, Texas, man, soon. Might be linking up with Rap-A-Lot Records, man. We got a lot of things on the table, man. You know, we just networking and we doing everything for Gangsta Boosie. That first and foremost. So she paved the way for us, man. So we just gotta make sure we keep her name alive. But we the ones that gonna do
yeah.
it. You know what I'm saying? I appreciate the Grammys, man, last night, giving a shout out to my sister, man, and having her name on the screen at the 50 hip hop celebration, man, with all the OGs and whatnot. You know what I'm saying? Gangsta Boosie most definitely paved the way for all of them too. You know what I'm saying? So we
just
gonna keep this moving going, you know.
Yeah, definitely. It's good that they paid homage to her, because they usually tend to forget a lot of people, you know. So it's good that they didn't forget her. You know, we got another song we're gonna go to in a little bit. One's called "Stop Telling Lies." Man, tell us about this track who produced
it. Stop telling lies, man. I forgot the name of the producer who did that track, man, but we did that track, man, you know, right after my sister died, man, with all the rumors coming out about what happened and whatnot, and, you know, me and Fuller, man, we came up with it, man, you know, and we made a controversial smash anthem, man. You know, we got the video, we shot it South Memphis, you know what I'm saying? They're going to be coming next year, too, you know what I'm saying? So they're going to be a controversial groundbreaking anthem. We put that out, stop that alive, man. You know, it's dedicated to those who be spreading fabricated lies, man. And, you know, we don't deal with those guys. You feel what I'm saying?
Yeah. Yeah, you definitely got that coming, and you got the video coming for that. So you got a lot of shit on the table, you know what I'm saying, that we can look forward to. Are you dropping CDs, physical copies?
No, I ain't never dropped not one CD. Man. I just did a lot of songs over the last 25 years. But it's gonna be my first project coming out with Reptile Mop. I think it was meant for me to drop a bunch of my records, man. You know, I guess that's just how it was meant to be. You know what I'm saying? But this is gonna be the first project I ever drop, man. These projects will come next year.
Yeah, that's gotta be a good feeling. You know what I'm saying? Be able to drop your debut project.
Yeah, it's gonna be a hell of a feeling, man. You know, I'm doing it without my sister, but she's still here in the spirit. You know. Because she's been promoting me since 1994. You know what I'm saying? So it's been like a 30-year, it's been like a 3-decade run, man. And this is the only thing that's keeping me going. It's like the motor for me, geez. You know what I'm saying? But, you know, I got to get my bag in and my front end for it, man. I got to get the bag, man, you know. That's the only reason we're going hard for this shit, man, because we got to get the bag. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, absolutely. We're going to go to this track, Stop Telling Lies. Then we're going to bring on the homie DJ Lord Sinister from France. He's got some questions for you from overseas. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
So then after that, we're going to give you the floor, you know what I'm saying? And we still got another song. We got two songs, actually. So let's get this one, Stop Telling Lies, in, and we'll be right back right here with E. Gutta. Don't go nowhere. Murder Master Music Show.
Stop telling lies, bitch. a nigga spine.
Stop telling lies, bitch. Stop telling lies, bitch. Stop telling lies, bitch. Stop telling lies, bitch. We the ones that try, bitch. Stop telling lies, 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 bitch. We the ones that cry, bitch. Social media lying, bitch. Stop telling lies, bitch. Stop telling lies, bitch. Stop telling lies, bitch.
Yeah, we're back here, Murder Master Music Show, episode 959 with E Gutter. That was Stop Telling Lies. Man, that's some powerful shit right there. You know,
that's some hard shit, man. It's controversial,
yeah,
man.
Very
it's
hard
controversial
shit.
Controversial reptile mafia, man. You know what I'm saying, man? E Gutter, full
so
of facts,
Boo,
man. Tell these bitches stop telling lies, man. You know what I'm saying?
So Boo helped save your life before she passed.
Yeah, most definitely, man. You know, Boo, she big reptile, man. She big reptile, man. You know, she just, man, that's what she do. She saved people, man. You know, she saved her little brother, man. You know, because she know I need to go home, man, with this shit, man. She already paid her way, man. She been here 40,000 years, man. So I got to be here for another 40,000 and give y'all reptile mafia for another 40 years. You feel me? That's how this shit go.
So how, you know what I'm saying? How long were you clinically dead for?
Oh, I was dead for, I died New Year's Eve, man. I was gone. I didn't wake up until hours later at the hospital. And Boo was standing over me, man. You know what I'm saying? So, I went back unconscious, man. I woke up, she was gone. And I went to the house. I got a call later on. She passed away to the other world. You know what I'm saying? So, all this shit was destined, man. You know, she was the first one to die. So, 2023, man, you know, the first iconic celebrity to die on 2023. So, this shit ain't no make believe shit. This is some real life shit, man, you know. Shit power.
Yeah. Yeah, that's something that's just, you know, I mean, I can't imagine. You lose one brother a few years ago, then you lose a sister.
Right.
So now there's just two of you guys left, you and your brother in New York.
Yeah, two of us. Yeah, me and my brother in New York, yeah. So two of my, got me and my older brother in New York as well, from my mama kids, you know what I'm saying? So she's
yeah.
going through, that's why I be with her. I got to stay around her, man, to keep her going, you know what I'm saying? Because it's just the most spiritual thing with us, man, you know? Music is just the voice for us, man. It's a powerful tool for us, you know what I'm saying? Because, you know, the money going to come. We got money spread all over the world, man, you know? But we finna do this, we're going to get us $100 million, man. You know, this reptile mafia movement, man. So anything else is uncivilized, man, you know. And with we ain't focused on nothing else. I don't listen to nobody else, man. If it ain't the mafia, it ain't nothing with me, you feel?
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Oh, you know,
definitely.
Memphis, man, you got so much music in Memphis, it's ridiculous. I mean, you can go back to Gangsta Pat or even before him, you know. Did you grow up listening to stuff like Gangsta Pat, 8-Ball MJG, and
yeah,
stuff like
my
that?
Guys. I grew up with all them guys, man. I grew up with everybody in the living that do the music scene, man. From Gangsta Black to everybody. Skinny Pimp, I be with him every day, man. You know, so these guys, these my OGs, man, you know. And it's just, man, you know, everybody grown. Everybody live their own life. Everybody got their own things they want to accomplish in their life. You feel what I'm saying? So that's why, like I say, Reptile Mafia, I'm the founder of this record label. And I'm ready to have artists from all over the world. You know what I'm saying? Because everybody got to get their own thing going. You know, like Project Pat told me, man, you know, I'm my own boss, man. I got to put my own shit out. You know what I'm saying? Because, you know, this is what we do. You feel what I'm saying? So anything else ain't nothing to us, man. If it ain't this music, motherfucker ain't talking about shit. You feel? So we paid our blood, sweat and tears with this music. Yeah. So that's just how this shit go.
Yeah, definitely. You've been around it your whole life pretty much. You know, before I turn it over to Sin, you know what I'm saying, yeah, you said you did 13 years in prison. How did you get through that, man? I remember when we had Pooh Man on the show, Pooh Man from Oakland. He just got out of prison. He did about 13 years. You know, it's got to be hell, man. How did you survive?
Yeah, it was hell. I really did 18 years back-to-back. You know, I did 5 years in Memphis prison from 2005 to 2009. You know, me and Snoop the Wild, we caught some aggravated robbery charges, and I did 53 months on that. I got out in 2009. Then I got locked up in Mississippi after I got out from doing time in Memphis. And I was gone for 13 years. So it was a hell of a journey, I'll tell you that much. God damn it. It was hell being in Mississippi, though, down there in Parson, man. We called that the Castle of Grayskull, man. You know what I'm saying? Motherfucker might find you in the pipe chase or something. You know, it ain't no telling how they going to find you in Mississippi, man. But it was a hell of an experience, man. You know, I got documentaries coming about that, too. And we got a lot of shit coming, man, for y'all, man. Reptile Mafia, man. We got a lot of shit, movies, documentaries, man, music, merchandise, man. You know, there's a lot of shit about to come with me, man. You know what I'm saying? And we paving the way, man, for all the motherfuckers that been through something, the struggle that we've been through, man. We putting it out there, man, letting motherfuckers know, you know, you can be something in life, man. You know, you can change your life, man. It's on you to do it, though, man. You know, it ain't on no motherfucker telling you to do shit. It's on you. You know what I'm saying? You got to be able to think this shit through. You feel what I'm saying? So that's how I made it through, man. You feel me?
Well, man, you survived. You survived a lot. You know what I'm saying? And you're definitely not done. You got a mission ahead of you. So, man, much success to you. I'm gonna turn this over to the brother Sin in France, the French Connection. Sin, right. You there, brother? Let me see if he's on the line. Sin, you hear me?
Hi, Sin.
All right, there you go.
Yeah.
There you go. Welcome.
The French Connection.
Hi,
I mean, that's for having the show.
Okay.
Something back in the day. Rhythm Band, tell us about your first song you recorded back in the day, maybe at time.
What you say? Say it again.
The first song you recorded back in the day, do you remember what it was?
Yeah, your first song you ever recorded.
Yeah. Oh, what's the first song I ever recorded? Oh, my God, man. That was back in 1994, man. I'm 12 years old. I did that with my sister. She wrote that for me, man. You know, it was an underground song on a rapper, a DJ out of Memphis called DJ Feline. He dead now. DJ Feline, he was out of Orange Mound, man, you know, back in them days. And that was my first song I ever recorded. That was the first time I ever recorded, 1994. Yeah, that's crazy. That was 30 fucking years ago, you know. And I'm still speaking of that, you know what I'm saying? You know, so we've been doing this a long time.
Yeah, DJ Fela was in Memphis, yeah, gentlemen. You were also on the intro as Lele E on the real shit of Kamikaze INC in 2001. You was done with Kamikaze.
You remember some things. Yeah.
It was an intro and a real shit, too. Tell us about this, too.
Hey, I remember that, too, man.
I reviewed that album, man. I reviewed that in the Murder Zone. That's to cut you off.
Yeah, that was a long time ago, man. God damn, that was, I was about 15 years when I did that with him.
Yeah, I wasn't much. I was about maybe 18 or 19 myself. I was just a kid still.
Yeah, for sure. That was a classic album, man. We did that. We did that, man. You know, MC Magic, when he went and got his own label, Kamikaze. And, I did some, there was some good tracks I did with Matt back in them days, man. You know, that was there was some legendary songs we did back then. Real nigga shit. You know, and that intro to that album, that's classic for sure. Y'all remember that, man. Y'all legendary for remembering that.
Yeah. Also, you was on the song, Home of Prophet Passes, which on Part 1. And it was on Against the Blue, Cookstar, Edo G, Tello, and Scarfo. Can you tell us about Nico Scarfo? He owns a project. He owns a Puppet Party. It's a new Puppet Party. Can you tell us about Nicky and his song or so?
Hey, say that again. I couldn't understand.
Oh. You wanted the song Yeho of Puppet Party, the Return Part 1. Can you tell us about this one? And the song was, the Puppet Party at the time was under the CEO, Nicky Scarfo. Can you tell us about him?
It's about Puppet Party?
Yeah. You was on Puppet Party. The Puppet Party.
Yeah. I was part of Puppet Party, man. You know, Puppet Party, it was a lot of us. Part of Puppet Party. If that's what you said, I think you really sound like you're breaking up. If you said something about Prophet Posse, yeah, we was right there in the beginning. from Prophet Posse and whatnot. Nick Gustafo, you know, it was a lot of us back in them days. If that's what you said about Prophet Posse.
Yeah, right. Yeah,
that's
Gustafo too. Yeah.
Say what?
Do you remember when Gangsta Boo first time gets into rap rhymes? The first time you see her writing rhymes, in fact.
I still didn't understand you, so I don't mean to be disrespectful. I still couldn't understand you. I know. Well, y'all, it's hard for me to comprehend what you said. I don't know if you're breaking up or I'm breaking up.
Oh, I said... if you remember when Gangsta
Boo, can you hear me? Sin,
yeah,
I got it, brother. He wanted to know if you remember that, you know what I'm saying, some of the first stuff Gangsta Boo was writing. Like, when did she get into writing rhymes and stuff? You said she was a kid doing poetry, right?
Yeah, she was doing poetry. She started writing rhymes, I guess, like 12 years old. Probably 12, 13, she started rapping. She started writing raps there. Then she linked up with DJ Paul. That was like in 1994, she linked up with him. 1994, 93 and 94. So, and that's when she joined Triple Six Mafia.
Yeah.
And when she joined Triple Six Mafia, you know. What you about to say?
In 1991, before Gangsta was in the group, she said in her college she was in the group, and Paul asked her about her, who she is, and he rapped on the phone to him, and he put her in the group because she rapped over the phone to Paul. Do you remember this story? And
yeah, do you know that story where she rapped on the phone for DJ Paul? Is that when he put her in the group?
Right.
No, she was she did a talent show in Hillcrest. That's how DJ Paul saw her. Yeah, it's a talent show. I'm gonna put all that in the movie though. Yeah, but that's how Paul knew that she could rap like she could. And that's how she joined Trips and Mops back then.
Yeah. She's real young.
Yeah, she was young.
Yeah.
She was in middle school. And Paul was in, I don't know what grade he was in. He might have jumped up there. Ain't no telling him. But, she was still in school.
Did you attend to Mystic Star's recording at time? When she came to the recording? Sometimes
in life? Were you in the studio when she recorded Mystic Star?
I was in studio all the time from the underground days to the Mystic Styles to Live By Your Rep to the End, the Chapter 2, the Hypnotized Camp Posse albums, and the Gangsta Boo and Crowded Minds. I was in the studio early on. And, you know, that's how I rap like I rap now today. Because I learned from them growing up. I was just right there watching everything. And Lord help them, they would teach me as I go. And stuff like that, just learning the ropes at an early age. Yep, so I was...
Yeah, what was it like seeing Lord Infamous do his thing back then, man? He was
Lord Infamous.
A beast.
Lord Infamous was the GOAT. Lord Infamous the GOAT, man, Lord Infamous taught everybody, really, man, He taught DJ Paul everything, He taught everybody everything, man. That's Lord Infamous, man, We call him the sorcerer, man, And, he wasn't the best to ever do it, man, And it was just amazing working with him, just being around him, let me know one day, I'm going to be a star one day, A lot of people don't let you know that, man. A lot of people don't want to admit to being around other, people that got talent or whatnot. So some people just stay up, but Lord, he wasn't one of those guys, man. He said everybody a star around us. Everybody going to get their chance to shine. And, I ain't never, that's all they stayed with me when I was young, And because you don't hear that from nobody else with the mafia, but Lord Elf, you feel me? So, it was Cruz, a nigga, man, them guys there, they were the best to me, out of the mafia, Not just saying that because they're gone, but they just, it's just growing up around them, man, you know, it taught me a lot.
Yeah. Yeah, it's hard to believe 10 years, Lord of Infamous be gone 10 years this month. It's horrible.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah,
Sid, you got any more questions,
years,
brother?
Oh, yes, last two ones. DC Stars was a lot of horror movie thing, and when you was youngsters, do you remember maybe the favorite horror movie of yours, the movie you like it at the time? Maybe you like it, you think.
Yeah, what was your favorite horror movie, you and Gangsta Boo?
Oh, well, my favorite horror movie. I got so many, man. You know, I like Hellraiser. I like Freddy Krueger. You know, we used to watch a lot of horror movies growing up. You know, I like a lot of horror movies. Jason, there's a lot of, you know what I'm saying? I can't name all of them. A lot of them from the 80s, you know what I'm saying? There's a lot of horror movies came out in the 80s.
Classic.
That's where,
Yeah,
that's what Triple
C
got all these samples from back then.
Yeah.
Yeah.
She like
Phantasm. Yeah, all this type stuff.
Yeah.
One of the best songs she did at the time was I Thought You Knew. And it was a horror movie, like some horror movie at the time. I Thought You Knew. For the sample. That's crazy.
Yeah. What
do you
say, Fred?
Oh, he was just saying, you know what I'm saying? He was just speaking on the talent of Gangsta Boo at that time.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hell yeah.
Yeah. And during the time of these rap groups, she loved her at that time when she was young.
Yeah. What were some of her favorite groups? Back in the day.
Some Boo, baby. Oh,
yeah.
Good question, man. Boo liked a lot of groups, man. Boo, she was versatile. She like rock groups. She like rock. You know, she like pop groups. Boo liked a lot of music, man. So it's hard. Yeah, it's just hard for me to say what her favorite music because she likes so much. And, yeah, she liked everybody. She liked Maroon 5. She just liked all type of Linkin Park. She just liked different types of music. You know what I'm saying?
That's why
she was
versatile.
That's what. You know what I'm saying? So it's hard for me to say
who
my favorite group was because I don't know.
Cause
she's just
musical. Just very
music.
Musical. She loved talent.
Yeah.
You know,
she
appreciated
the art. Yeah, she appreciated the art of music. She barely listened to rap music, like talk about it. She already listened to some old school type music.
Yeah. That's dope.
Yeah.
That's dope. I didn't know that.
Yeah, sure.
You know, but yeah, man, we had a hell of a good time tonight, man. We got some good music. We played. We got one more track we're gonna play. This one's called Forever Boo. We're gonna close out the song, the show with this. But before I do, are you done, Sin? You got any more? Are you good?
I'm okay. I made a Sinister Sound underground mix dedicated to Gangsta Boo on UGS for Life.
Yeah, go to UGSForLife.com. Go to the UGS for Life radio tab and check out Sinister Sound's page. He's got a tribute mix to Gangsta Boo mix show that he did here.
It's gonna be the first thing.
Hell yeah.
Come out next year.
Hell yeah, we definitely got to do that. But before we get out of here, I want to give you the floor. You know what I'm saying? And, man, you give any shout-outs, tell the people where they need to go. And even if you just want to reminisce about your sister, man, it's all yours, brother.
Oh, yeah, man, I appreciate y'all having me on tonight, man. Before these holidays, man, because, you know, a lot going on, man, in the spiritual realm, man, you know. My sister, man, she's been gone almost a year. And, you know, she's been a year, man, you know. So I appreciate y'all having me on. You know, from Memphis, man, to overseas, man, you know. Keeping this reptile movement going. You know what I'm saying? The Murder Mouse, the music show, man, you know. Murder Dog, I appreciate y'all. You know, we just chilling, man, me and Memphis, man. So we got a lot going on, man. Go on the road, man. Got my guy T.O. with me, him and his girl, man. He's riding. in the magnificent end, man, you know, where you all in there, man. But, you know, thanks to Boo, man, she the force of me, you know what I'm saying? So, and that's what we represent, man. I don't represent nothing else. So, Street Legal Mafia, man, you know, Reptile Mafia, man, you know, and this song y'all got to listen to is going to be the first single, man, you know, off the Legacy of Gangsta Boo album, man, you know, and the Reptile Mafia, man, you know. Forever Boo, man, that's what it is, man, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we appreciate you, brother, for coming on the show. We definitely want to bring you on again in the future. You know, this song here is Forever Boo. You know what I'm saying? We're going to play this. We're going to get out of here. Thank you again. I want everybody to support E-Gutta. You know what I'm saying? Make sure to follow his pages and download the music. You know what I'm saying? And you know, keep representing Gangsta Boo. You know? You know what I'm saying? So we're going to get out of here, man. Episode 959, you got to rest in peace, Gangsta.
All right, man. Appreciate y'all, man.
Appreciate you, brother.
Rest in peace to my sister, Gangsta Boo.
Hey, forever Boo. Forever Lola. Hey.
Know how much I love you, girl. Naysayers. Y'all don't know about our life, man. You don't know where we came from.
Hey,
blood, sweat, and tears. Tell Pops I said, what's up? He got us the next They hit us with the fin when we was partying. It was New Year's Eve when my nightmare it began. Saw my sister Boo when she was walking in. She had someone with her that was supposed to be a friend. He the one that did everything they said I did. Now I gotta let the world know what time it is. Boo was only down in Memphis cause of closest kin. I'm the one that did 18 years in the pen. So nobody never know the pain I got within. I'ma always shed tears till my world ends. She the one that had me rapping, picking up a pen. Thinking what just happened probably make me die again. All my sister really wanted for me just to win. Never ever break, never ever fold a pin. The realest person that I know, she my female twin. A lot of people hated just to see us together again.
If you only understand what we're going through, if you only understand how we feel.
What is love? Tell me what it is. I'm so numb to the word, I can't even feel. I know fake love, I see it in my peers. They've been hating on the E for so many years. But it's all good, cause I can smell they fear. I see it in their eyes, that they don't want me here. But I'ma make it anyway, I say it loud and clear. Next time you gon' see me flying in the lift. With a house, with a crystal diamond chandelier. With a phantom roars, roar stars everywhere. I don't like to brag, just know success is near. If you try to run up on me, blood gonna spill. I got plenty of deals, signs that could steal. I don't mess with dudes that you end up have to deal. Love never live, it's no such thing as real. It's just something that they made up to keep you in the real.
Rest in peace, Lola.
Are you ready to embrace a healthier lifestyle? It all begins at home. Make your home a smoke-free zone and set a positive example for your loved ones. Take that first step towards a nicotine-free life and imagine the possibilities. Not sure how to quit? Our online counselors will create a free personalized quit plan tailored just for you. Your journey to a smoke-free life starts now. Call 1-866-QUIT-YES or visit quityes.org. This project is made possible by funds received from the Illinois Department of Public Health.
We made USAA insurance to help you save. Take advantage of discounts when you cover your home and your ride. Discover how we're helping members save at usaa.com/bundle. USAA. Restrictions apply.